March, you can't leave this Yamagami because there's only like one person left there.
Yeah, what is it? What do you mean?
No, I'm saying Daf Yomi, you said he started.
Oh, he started. We have a couple of reasons. Yeah. Zakh the Gemara. Boy Minei. We have Sheshes. We spoke about his son smacking a father, so now we're continuing on with that. Boy Minei, we have Sheshes. The ass of Sheshes. Ben Mao Shiasa Shliach La'aviv La'akoyseo L'kalala. Could a son become a Shliach
of
Bezdin to smack the father? That means the father was chayiv in Malkus or Nidui. So Mele, so the son's going to do it. The son's going to be a shliach. They sent someone to do it. Bezdin didn't do it. They sent someone to do it. So could the son be the shliach to do it? Amaloi. So they told him.
But putting in Shabbos, is that a klala?
Okay. So that's what the Yajima is. The Achana is busy with that. Rashi says that it's a klala. Yeah. Right, lekala. What does it mean, lekala? So Rashi says it means nida. Hashem is why is that called klal? Yeah, amalai. So he told him what?
I mean, why is it called hakon?
No.
Gives the malchus 39 malchus that hurts.
No. Malchus is malchus, but kala. Right. What's the klal? Right. It's two things.
So if klal means nida, right?
So klal means putting in the chen. So why is it called a klal? No, what does that mean?
Why does it mean?
Yeah, why does it mean?
So from here you see that the
you don't curse him. You're just telling there's a
chen. So he's asking a Rashi.
Yeah, that's not nice.
If he tells him, I hope that your business fails, that's also called a klal.
No.
What
shamtu? Yeah, okay.
I personally am not going to do that.
No. No, klal means a klal. Zok the Gemara, so this was the kasha of Sheshes. So if Sheshes said, is someone else mutter to smack someone? So why is he allowed to smack someone? Why is the Shliach Bezdin allowed to smack? El kveit shemayim adif. The kveit shemayim is better. That means, even though you're not allowed to, but kveit shemayim, it's not kveit shemayim, you're allowed to. Achanami kveit shemayim adif, so too over here. Kveit Shemayim is better. No, not about a V'yavsha. The vote is that Kveit Shemayim is mutter. They gave you a heter. So the Kveit Shemayim gave you a heter.
But they gave you a heter for other Yisroel. Who told you for Krisis? I mean, over here you get Skila. Who told you
to
get
a
heter? Somebody else can do it.
But
here, apparently someone else can do it, right?
So, right, but we're saying that Acha is Asa. Once we got an Issa to the Issa, so too over here, we got a heter to the Issa. The Shaila is, just what Rabbi Maz is asking, is that L'chayid is Chalukim in the Issa. This is alive. This is Misa. I'm saying, well,
anyway, on the Av, he has two from everyone. Plus, what's special to the Av?
What's the difference? L'maisa, you have a Ptura of Kveit Shemayim.
The Ptura is only going on Kol Yisrael.
You hear the concept.
It's the Yashar otherwise. It's the Yashar otherwise.
So the Kasher is more than that. The Kasher is wider than I say that, because it's we said yesterday, by when you're pulling out the splinter, when I say the same thing.
Right. That's a good Kasher. But L'maisa, it seems like the way the Chayim Mazba, I mean, I'm saying the Gemara doesn't understand such a chilek. And the Gemara just says that we see Kveit Shemayim's Hutta. It's not like Pshat is that. It's Iyavsha. It's Mutter, and it's even a mitzvah. So too over here, it's Mutter. That means once we matter it, there's no Issa to give this person. Not Stam. That means we don't look at it that Kili, you're doing an Issa, just there's a Heta on the Issa. It's totally Mutter. That means it's not only it's Mutter, it's a mitzvah to do to this person.
My death couldn't know that it's a mitzvah.
Yeah, but the kasha is a good kasha. That's what you have to say. Zok Gemara Meisvei. So this is Rav Sheshes' test. Rav Sheshes, the Meisvei comes out. Halach Lameisvei, Rav Sheshes paskins that it's mutter for a son to be a shliach for the best. Zok Gemara Meisvei, Oman Misha Mitzvah La'akoyse. This is a Mechilta. It says in the Mechilta, Misha Mitzvah La'akoyse, Mitzvah Shaloi La'akoyse. So the Mechilta says, Misha Eina Mitzvah La'akoyse, Eina Din, Shemitzvah Shaloi La'akoyse. Now what does that mean? Mitzvah la'akaisai is mitzvah shalai la'akaisai. Misha ain't a mitzvah la'akaisai. A person that's no mitzvah la'akaisai. What's nechetim? It's in my lap. Isn't this talking about idi v'idi b'maka mitzvah? They're both talking about a mitzvah which means shliach bezdin. Habib b'noi, habib acha. He is talking about his son. He is talking about someone else.
Don't say
so l'chayya. What do you see from here? You see, not like of sheshes. You see that a b'nai, even though it's a shliach bezin, what does it mean mitzvah ain't a mitzvah? We're talking about a shliach bezin, and a b'nai is also. So you see, klah, not like a b'sheshes. So the mal like idi v'idi loishna b'nai v'loishna acha. There's no difference b'nai and acha. So what does it mean? Makim mitzvah, shleib makim mitzvah? Like kasha, kam makim mitzvah, kan shleib makim mitzvah. V'achik tani. And this is how you read it. Umah b'makim mitzvah. Shemitzvah la'akaisa. In makim mitzvah, where's the mitzvah la'akaisa? Mitzvah shleib la'akaisa, there's still a mitzvah. Not to give, that means. In makim bezdin, there's a mitzvah to give him malchus. Still there's a mitzvah not to give him more than 39, more than Israel. There's Issa pen Yosef. Shleib b'makim mitzvah. In a case where it's not Bezdin, where there's no mitzvah to give him malchus, kolshkein, they're not allowed to give him a smack. So stam a person, it's kolshkein, not allowed to give him a smack. But it's not talking about a son and not a son. It's talking about makom mitzvah, it's talking about Bezdin. Shleim makom mitzvah, because we're talking about extra. If you give him 40 instead of 39,
he's
saying that once you're doing a mitzvah, so you would think that, so we're telling you that don't continue on to this mitzvah, don't keep it to Ota and go and give him another.
It's so Pasha, why would it be, what's the habit?
Right. Not Pasha how to learn the Gemara, but Pasha that
you shouldn't be like a regular person. Right.
Yeah. But you see, there's a bizunder lav of Lo Yosef.
Right, so obviously it's not that
bad. Obviously, the Torah was mechadish to you, this lav. Right? So too, so that means the Torah was mechadish to you that don't be meisif. That means really you would think that once this guy's about Malchus, go and just give him a slash. No, you know, you don't like him anyways, give him another one. So no, that you can't do.
Well, you're learning, what are you learning from this? You're learning to somebody else, and you can't hit stomp. You can't
stomp.
Well, we know that already from the... You know what?
The Torah
tells you
a lot, you
can't hit somebody.
No, it's really not
terrible. Oh, didn't we have Sukkim yesterday?
No, did you know that hit someone? No. Wait, that was talking about a father. That was the woman getting killed.
Meaning if he gave them a mark, they'd kill somebody.
Yeah, yeah. He was not talking about killing him. He was talking about stam. Okay.
So Rashi's my sister, that from here you learn out the love of...
Of always.
Always.
Man, that's what I said.
No,
yeah.
Both of
them. Zok the Gemara Toshma. Okay, so we don't have a Rai, not like of Sheshes. So as of now, we're standing that of Sheshes, he tells you that a child, a son, could be Shdir Bezim to smack his father. Toshma. Hayotilorik. Someone's going to get killed. A bezin paskin on him that the gmadim was already and everything, and he's going to get killed. Uba benoi, his son came viko, and he smacked him, or vikilaloi, or he cursed him. Chayiv, bo achav viko vikilaloi pata. Someone else came and did it. He's pata. Vavinam bo. So this is a brayse, and we want to understand ma'ishna benoi or ma'ishna acha. What's different to son or someone else? Va'amer avchizda b'mesavim by lotzes ve'ena yaitze. Avchizda said that it's talking about. That he's not listening. They're trying to get him out, and he's not listening. So what do you see? L'chay, you see not like of Sheshes. You see that Ibnoi can't be Shliach Bezin, right? Someone else could do it. The Baraisa said someone else could do it, and Ibnoi can't. So you see not like of Sheshes that Ibnoi should not be part
meaning
of Shliach Bezin.
The purpose of the Makkah was to get him to go.
To get him to go. And still you see that the son can't do it. The Baraisa says the son can't do it.
It's Gaharik
Gmar Din. Oh, we'll get there.
What?
He's asking his back. Tell us, we'll see. Zok the Gemara.
So what does that help?
We'll see. We're going to get to the Gemara. Well,
I don't understand what
Gemara
is learning. If Misafim Lotzes doesn't go, so take six people and carry him.
Well, okay, so that's what he did.
No, it says he gave him Makkas to get him to go.
They had to. This is the only way to get him to go. They had to mamash him.
Take six people and carry him.
Like, he wasn't. He was. They had to smack him. He was moving his hand. They had to smack him.
It says kill also.
Yeah. How does that apply?
What?
How does a killer lawyer play?
He got so scared of the curse that he was going to go. Okay.
All right,
man. Yeah, I'm saying, yeah. Zok the Gemara. Oh, so it's a Shvan of Sheshes. The Gemara of Sheshes, Mikey Law, the Shaim is having by lots. No, he's not fighting. Zok the Gemara, Yachin Achanami. Why is someone else allowed to kill him? He's walking to Bezin. He's walking to get killed. Why is someone else allowed to kill him in between? Why is someone else allowed to curse him? What's this at?
One second. He this is a case where he died afterwards?
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you mean died? No. Bezin's killing him. He's going for stealing.
No, before that. When the son hit him.
Oh, we're talking about he killed him. Either, yeah.
No, but didn't say that he killed him.
No.
Right, okay.
So, affecting him, Yachi Achanami, why is someone else allowed to do it? Well, what's this at? It's because this guy's going to get killed. What's this at? So the Acha Gavik Telu. What are you going to tell me? Acha is a Gavik Telu. So once he's a dead person,
I'm allowed to do anything I want. No, we're not talking about killing. We're talking about hitting.
Even hitting, or whatever it is.
I'm allowed to do whatever I want to anybody that's a Bark Telu.
One second. The most chazam sam. What?
Even if he's a Bark Telu, I'm allowed to do whatever I want to him?
Yeah.
What does that mean? That's not accurate.
I'm
saying you can't just the head you go to every person.
We know a nafel, you like.
If you did it, you're not chayv.
Oh, that's what it means. That's what it means. Hayotzalah against someone did it, he's not chayv. Now the question is, we're going to get to it. The question is pashut. Aren't there people all along and trying to help him out till he mamash gets killed?
What do you mean help him out?
That means even after Gmar Din,
help him be mezakeh.
Yeah, if even find this course after Gmar Din, could you change it?
Yeah.
So
always.
Right. So why is he gavur tayla?
So why does anybody ever gavur tayla? We had that before already.
What? Because all things being equal, he is a guy for Taylor at this point. Until you find this course. Yeah, because maybe you'll find this course, then it's still a guy for Taylor.
Yeah? Possible. Right?
That what?
That even if you're gonna find this course,
right,
that's
right now he's a Gavik Taylor. We had this before video, so.
Yeah, okay, so we're saying Ach has a Gavik Taylor. No, they can't be. I vomit of Sheshes. Baishoi Yashan Umes. If you embarrass the person while they were sleeping, so there's no, he's not getting embarrassed. Just when he wakes up, he chapsed, he embarrassed him. It's a matter that's a problem. But let's say he died, he never woke up. It's a chayiv. So what do you see? You see, even though over there he's never going to get, he's like a Gavik Taylor. That should be like a Gavik Taylor.
Is
Rav
Sheshes going only on an Av, or is going on everybody?
Everyone. He's going on everyone, not talking about Av. He's saying, we're saying Acha is Potter, because he's Gavik Taylor. Affecting Gemara, when he's sleeping, he never woke up. So the time that you embarrassed him till the time he died, there was no person, and still Yechayev, why Yechayev?
Rav Sheshes is talking about Nisa. He's talking about Marcus. Over here, Baisha Yashin Mace is Mammon. It's not.
Right, doesn't it?
It's only Mammon. Over here, we're not talking about Mammon.
So, okay. What is a Gavik Taylor? Now, I don't understand. Why is he a Gavik Taylor? The Mace over there is a live person. You want to know if he woke up? No, he didn't wake up. We're not saying that he was dead all along. You don't say someone when he's sleeping that he's dead. Oh, he got to woke up in the morning. I mean, yeah, it's a 60th dead, but. He's not dead.
He never realized that he had a...
I understand.
Well, Rashi says chayav because his children are embarrassed with him.
Oh, we'll get there. One second. Right? Obviously that...
No, one second.
No, so...
So that's... What's that? The reason why you're chayav when you're mevayeh somebody is because his children are going to be embarrassed with him.
Okay.
So then we're going to be embarrassed regardless, even when he's... I mean,
no,
even, if
saying, even if only these children, you're taking the tough one. Normally you're chayav because...
No, but right now, this person's
them.
Sleeping, you embarrass him. The effect of the bush is still happening. The children are still getting embarrassed.
Right, that's what you have. Okay, Nuzal.
No.
But I'm telling you, it's not diamond over there.
Right,
over there.
Even more, right. Over there by...
By Misa, right now he's a walking live person. He's a walking dead person.
Right.
He's dead. This guy's sleeping. He's not dead.
Right.
So granted, the vote is that he's not going to wake up. Okay, so on that I tell you, even if a person doesn't wake up, since the Misa, when you did that Veira, he was a live person. So you see from the Gemara held, right, you hear the Kasha.
So what
is he after? Okay, you see from the Gemara held that the Pshat is, that it calls man, he doesn't wake up, it's like you did nothing.
No, even if he wakes up, because why does Rashi have to say because when he wakes up, that's what he's chai for. So yeah. Rashi, you see that if you do something to God's table, even Busha, there's no Busha. He's getting killed. He's going to be worried about the Busha of the Hakar. He's getting killed. What kind of Busha is the Hakar if he's getting killed? The type is, it's a separate Busha for the bottom.
Okay. For him, that's what he's chai. Okay. So the Gemara's kasha is that that Zigmar's kasha is Nachamal.
But even if you bark Talicha.
Right, so why is Achar Potter, why on the way to getting killed, he's Potter? Zakhti Gemara. Achamai Skinon, you're right, that's not something else. Shekar Akar Shayim Meshavah Putah. You hit him a car, which is not worth a shavah putah.
But going back to Bar Taylor, why is it not for me a son and a father then?
Son and a stranger. That's the stomach of Kasha. This is Yaakov. Yeah, we didn't even get to that. We'll see Rashi. Rashi's going to answer your Kasha. But anyways, we'll get to that. Yeah. Zakti Gemara.
So we're talking about...
Okay, I'll tell you the Teretz. The Teretz is that... That if you smack someone even after he's dead, the son smacks the father, but etzim is chayiv. Just punk this note down.
There's a separate thing.
Now there's dam.
Meanwhile, somebody's dead. A father dies. And father the dies. Child
smacks him. You're not chayiv because there's no dam. It's not a kosher yish mechabura.
But by a separate chayiv by a ben, then chayiv even after misa. It's a separate chayiv. By everyone else, there's no chayiv
after misa.
Exactly.
What? Exactly. Yeah.
That's what
I'm saying. Zakti Gemara. Okay, so what are we doing? You smacked him, smack Shemesh of a Pruta. You smacked this guy on the way to Bezin.
Not a father.
No, we'll get to the son. I'm saying, the father was saying, it's too mad a case. So Mela Acha is Pata and the son's Chai. In fact, you do get, even if you're Pata, what does it mean you get Mal? Because like Gemara, my Pata, when the Gemara said that when someone else smacks him, he's Pata. You come out potter and mama. So now what does it come out? Mechlal. The b'noi chayiv mama. So what does it mean? The b'noi is chayiv mama. It can't be. So that's the neshava pruta. So you're telling me potter, someone else is potter, b'noi is chayiv. How could that be?
Why is that?
Malchus. That's what we thought. Zakti Gemara. But the mice, it's Elamai, what does Pata mean? Pata means just for mama. Masha ain't came b'noi, it's chayiv mama, it can't be. Ella, what are you Pata b'dina?
What does Moshava mean? It's Kimlin Rabbanich if the Afro's getting Marcus.
Rabbanich what?
He's saying, Pata come, Pata me mama. And it's less than Shavuot Pruta, so it's Pata me mama, but he's still chayiv Marcus. So even if it's more than Shavuot Pruta, what do you tell me less than Shavuot Pruta? If it's more than Shavuot Pruta, it's Kimlin Rabbanich.
Kind of Ramani applies to anything that's not Misa? Only Misa?
Mama and Mama.
I'm not sure he's asking.
Well, yes. You never have Mama and Mama.
Right, okay, no.
So, even if the wife will have to say less than Shavuot Pruta, even if it's more than Shavuot Pruta, what do I care? If it's Chai Makas, he's part of the Mama.
Oh, you mean that, the what?
The Bar says, that's the Shavuot Pruta. Right. So, he's Potter for Mama, and he's Chayiv Makas. If he's Chayiv Makas, even more than the Shavuot Pruta, he's Potter for Mama.
Oh, no. That's Tamazah. Tess has a cash, that's Tamazah, you're not Chayiv Makas. How do you get this Chayiv Makas? It seems like this Chayiv Makas is only when there's no Mama, that's when you give you Makas. Really, you're Chayiv Mama. If there's no Mama, we'll give you Makas. The Lav itself shouldn't be giving you Makas. When you smack someone, you're not Chayiv Makas. It's only Lav Pen Yosef, Tess says, whatever. But it's only when there's no...
It's a separate chiyuv of...
Right. There's no comment. But anyways, so getting back, says Dr. Gemara, so it can't be mamon. So Elamai, when we're saying that you're potter, Ela Bedino, which means you're potter from Malchus. Hachanami Bedino, so too over here, you're chayiv in the din of whatever the din is, it can't be. Of a klala, of misa, whatever it is, it can't be. So why is a son different than a acha? It's like the more el acha in the time of the pata. We're talking about a regular case. The reason why acha is pata da amakra the nasi ba'am chaloisa and ba'isa ma'isa amach. This person that's getting killed, obviously he's not doing ma'isa amach. So mela, that's why you let it curse him.
He did tshuva.
It's like the gemara hatinich klala. Yeah, well, klala hakam and halon. Good, you told me, but benasim ma'am chalasa. So am I cursing? So therefore, you're not chayiv if you curse the person while he's getting killed, before he's getting killed. But hakam, how do you know hakam?
But Rav also has the same thing.
Yeah, we're gonna get to all that. Kashas, the makshin hakam leklala. We're making a hekesh hakam leklala. There's a hekesh. Zok the gemara. You know, mamatzin. Hakam so too has to be ma'isa am. It's a ma'isa am. The only chayiv, you smack a person, that's the Ma'aseh Amach. So the Gemara, Yachi b'noi nami,
should be potter.
Should be potter, like a mazon just as, but now he's also should be potter. What's my son?
Why is that the same question as he asked before? You know what I'm saying?
What?
That a Ben has a
separate. It's a Mesamach.
No, he has the male schlepped his father through the streets. How can he do that to his father?
Rashi explains, like Siv Azar and Mikal Aviv, El Mikal Chavish, Aviv Bechal Amach. There's no Bazan there alive in Mikal Aviv. So it's because it's Bechal Amach.
There is a separate.
Azar. Zakti Gemara. Yachi b'nai nami, he says so to your son, everything. But Amir HaPichas, it's just a tshuva. It's talking about he did tshuva.
When, this minute?
Yachi nami, it's just a tshuva. No, he had time. Since the Gemara didn't, it could take 3 weeks.
He was crying.
So the Gemara, so too to someone else, why are you Potter? It's talking about Mekuyim Shem Amcha.
What does that mean?
Look at the answer.
He's going to survive.
Right. It has to be that he's going to survive.
So if he's failing, he'll have the same dinner. So that will support him. What's wrong with that?
Huh? That he's going to live, but not someone that has Mahdi.
Or that he's going to die.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So good. So you said very nice and all. So effectively, more, but now you also.
So
it's the part. Right. Achamisa. Achamisa. Yichayev. By Bnai. So too over here. The chayyeh you should be. That's why you chayyeh.
So that's still kasher of chayyeh. You see, by the way, you have a din of lachamisa. So here, you see, he has a separate din. So you can't say you're sorry. Just like by acher, you're
allowed to do it. Well,
you can't say other from the father because you chayyeh.
Doesn't matter, but we don't be rye not the chayyeh because the chayyeh held it, and he's in the head. You think a mitzvah? There's a mitzvah. So what's the maskana? What's the psak? What's
the
shadow?
We spoke about earlier.
So Sheish is kasha. What? Oh yeah, this Rashi was spoke about earlier. Fakti Gemara, my Havela. What's the maisa to Sheish is kasha? Amir Rav Avuna, v'chein tana de Beirav Shmuel, l'chol ein ha-ben nasa shliach la-aviv, la-koyseh l'kalev. Everything. A ben cannot be a shliach. Chutz mimesis.
Is that a taif or a nisa?
Ein. Can't.
Ein means he's not.
You can't. Chutz mimesis, except for mesis, she'am metayel le'sachma v'le'sachas ha'olav, you can't have rachmanis on him, and therefore it's not a shliach at all.
But you see that the melech drank by Achav, the son of the drink, the son of the drink.